Here's the Justice Minister joining us now, David Ford. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
How big a mess is this?
Well, I'm sorry, I'm only just catching up with the programme, so I'm not exactly.
How big a mess is the situation in Northern Ireland? We're hearing from people this morning that are sitting on long waiting lists in terms of health. You will know in terms of the police. The Chief Constable has said the police service will be unrecognisable. You know, are we in a dire situation in this country?
Well, we have a very significant financial problem, which is not just around welfare reform, but is significantly exacerbated by the fact that Sinn Féin is unwilling to deal with the welfare reform issue and now unwilling to deal with the consequences of their unwillingness to deal with welfare reform. But we also have a very significant political problem with the inability of the two leading parties in the executive to deal with a number of issues.
So what happens next?
Well, what ought to happen next is the executive ought to sit down together and collectively look at priorities for expenditure, deal with the difficult issue of welfare reform, deal with the ongoing issue of reductions in expenditure which are coming through from the Treasury as part of what's being reduced across the UK, and have a rational prioritisation at the same time as the Secretary of State, with the support of the Irish government and now it appears the American government, ought to be convening the five-party talks to deal with the difficult issues, some of which are those issues which we failed to deal with a year ago when Richard Haass was taking the chair, and other issues which have come up, to ensure that we have institutions which are fit for purpose. We deal with issues like flags and parading, and most of all, we deal with the issues of the past, which is providing huge difficulties for the victims of the past.
But we couldn't deal with that last year, David.
For the financial problems.
David, we couldn't deal with it last year. So how can we deal with that last year? How can we deal with that this year and welfare reform?
Well, if you'd applied the same logic in the run-up to Good Friday and said we hadn't dealt with things over a number of different occasions, we wouldn't have tried to reach the Good Friday Agreement either. The reality was we had a problem with the process last year, which was led by two Americans without the necessary support which would have made a difference from civil servants and the two governments producing the detailed background work, and with a process which didn't work the way it was run. What we need to do is to get the two governments accepting their responsibilities and playing a key part in it.
Well, are you helping the situation, threatening to resign?
No, I didn't.
Threatening to run away?
I didn't threaten to resign, Stephen, and I didn't threaten to run away, so don't use silly language. What I made absolutely clear yesterday was that, like Stephen Farry, I'm acting as a minister to do the best I can for the people of Northern Ireland. But if I believe the decisions taken by other people produce the situation that my presence as minister is no longer benefiting from the people of Northern Ireland, I will not be staying as minister. That's not running away. That's making a simple statement of principled fact.
Are we at that stage now? Are we close to it?
If we were at that stage now...
Are we close to it?
If we were at that stage now, which is the first question you asked, I wouldn't be speaking to you as minister.
I understand that, which is why I've got the follow-up question. Are we close to it?
And if you then wish to amend the question to are we close to it, is I fear that if we don't see a degree of responsibility around the executive table, if we don't see people tackling the difficult issues, that some people seem to be content to sleepwalk into that kind of position whilst trying to blame other people for it. I've been open and honest about what the implications would be for me.
Yeah, no, and I hear that, and that's why, David, I do hear that, which is why I'm asking you, do you feel we're close to you thinking and publicly stating, as a matter of conscience, okay, that's it, I'm gone.
I'm stating
are we close?
People are in danger of sleepwalking into that unless they take the real opportunities now with the talks that the Secretary of State has announced, with the fact that the executive is finally getting down to discussing budget issues, apparently in a meeting which will be convened next week. So we now have the chance to see not just meetings being held, but people going to meetings and engaging realistically about the issues that need to be addressed. That's what political leadership is about.
Well, look, David, I'm putting a time pressure on this simply because the people who contact this programme and also the people who you represent and other politicians represent, you know, they need public services in a timely fashion. If you're sitting on a waiting list, every week matters. So that's the context of this next question. If we are still in the stalemate that we are currently in at Christmas, will you stay in post?
Well, it's not an issue of the stalemate and how long the stalemate continues as what signs there are that we are actually making a realistic difference. I mean, frankly, if we're still in a stalemate over finances, at Christmas, it could well be that we find that the Treasury is running Northern Ireland anyway. So there's all kinds of imponderables. You can't give a simple answer to the sort of question, the kind of timeline that you want. I can appreciate why you wanted to ask that question. It simply isn't possible to give an answer at this
And the
stage.
Chief Constable is saying our police force will be unrecognisable. And will today warn the public that lives are not at risk because of the financial crisis. Is that your understanding?
Well, I stood beside the Chief Constable as he used those words yesterday. I made very similar comments to the Justice Committee myself yesterday, and the Chief Constable and I have been very clear that the level of cuts which is being imposed are going to have an impact on community safety. Now, no police service in the world can guarantee 100% community safety, the same as no prison service and no probation service can either. The question is, at what level we get into a territory which is difficult, not just because of the overall financial situation, because similar services have been reduced in England, Wales and Scotland, and people have managed to deal with them. The question is whether we get to the point where, because of the mismanagement, the cheap populism of the way the executive has run its finances under the DUP and Sinn Féin leadership, the inability of Sinn Féin and SDLP members to face up to welfare.
But you're part of the government too.
Yes, and there's been no cheap populism in the Department of Justice or the Department for Employment and Learning, because Stephen Farry and I have put the people of Northern Ireland before party interests. Unfortunately, other people haven't done that.
Well, let's test you then. So is it time to put water charges on the agenda if we need money?
No, it's not time to put water charges on the
agenda.
Is
that not cheap populism?
Listen to me. Listen, just let me finish a sentence occasionally, Stephen. It's not time to do it now, because the time to have done it was 2 or 3 years ago, when other people refused to accept when Alliance was saying it, that we needed... In fact, about 5 years ago, we should have been planning for introduction of water charges 2 or 3 years ago to get a realistic, fair way of people paying for their water consumption with protection for those who are in financial difficulty. Had we started on that process 5 years ago, we could have had the tax in place and we would have been able to take some measure of increase in household charges so that the Treasury doesn't sit and say people in Northern Ireland are not paying the same rate of household charges, whether rates of water charges, they're paying elsewhere in the UK. So there's no justification for giving Northern Ireland more money. That's the reality. It's great to have cheap populism and say we keep the taxes low. But the Treasury find out, you know, they're not stupid. They know what's happening and they are not prepared to subsidise Northern Ireland when those who are capable of paying for these services in Northern Ireland aren't being asked to pay.
Let me just put to you what Gregory Campbell said on the TV show last night. I asked about reports that 18 parades would take part across Northern Ireland in protest over the ongoing North Belfast parading dispute. Have a listen.
Well, Stephen, there hasn't been any announcement as yet because we're still waiting the response by the Secretary of State to our proposition.
But the BBC is reporting that there will be 18 protests organised by the Unionist Coalition around Northern Ireland, parades around Northern Ireland in protest of what's happening. Tell me if it's true.
Well, the BBC are reporting that.
What's your reaction?
Well, let's see the outcome of the Secretary of State. I know you want to preempt things, Stephen, but let's hear her response and see what the response
coalition
is.
You're employed by the people watching this programme. Yes. Are you organising those protests?
Look, Stephen, there hasn't been any announcement as yet because Theresa Villiers hasn't responded as yet.
What do you make of that, David?
Well, I'm not quite sure what the Unionist graduated response is supposed to have meant. I mean, I was in the room when the Unionist walked out of the five-party talks back before the summer holiday over the issue of one parade along one 200 or 300 metre stretch of road. I think it's utterly irresponsible at a time when we do need to find a resolution to issues, the past flags and parades, to suggest that it all depends upon one particular parade. And I've made it absolutely clear that the pressure which is being put on the PSNI, not just the financial pressure, but actually the pressure in terms of officers having to work long overtime shifts because of the presence of that group of protesters in Twaddell Avenue, should be over. And any suggestion that people should be putting further pressure on the resources of the police in these circumstances is utterly irresponsible.
So you think putting on these parades, 18 parades across Northern Ireland, is utterly irresponsible? It's a protest parade could be another form of the right to protest in a free democracy, David, no?
Peacefully. It is, of course, the right to protest in a free democracy. But there is a total difference between the kind of protests that we've seen, which suck in huge amounts of police resources. I mean, we are spending £1 million a month. We are tying up hundreds of officers every night in policing a very small area of North Belfast at a time of huge financial problems for the justice system. That is simply not the act of responsible politicians. People should accept the Parades Commission is the lawful organisation. It was given responsibilities by Act of Westminster Parliament. It is the body which determines, and it should be allowed to determine. And those who claim to be British citizens and Democrats should accept the view of a lawfully constituted body set up by Parliament.